Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
Now, something that very exciting that's coming up on Sunday. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Yeah, plenty of poochers are going to be on the march for a fabulous cause. It is the Great Global Greyhound Walk, and it's being held right around the country, including here in Hobart, Launceston and Devonport. Now, it's organised by the rapidly growing Greyhound Rehabilitation Enthusiast Association Tasmania, otherwise known as GRATE, and joining me is the founder of that, Rosely Saville. Rosely, how are you?
Good, thanks, Fairsy.
Thank you so much for coming in. I tell you what, this is exciting and a first, and it's a part of a big global movement.
All around the world, greyhounds are walking together, and Spock's having a cry because somebody's just walked out of the room.
Yes.
So we're all walking together. So 22 countries at the moment, around 250, 300 walks listed around the world. So
it's fantastic, and the work you've done to not only get greyhounds seen in a different light and a non-aggressive light, if you like. It's moved so fast, and this is yet another sign of just how great it is, because you can take your greyhounds, you can go for a walk, but you are inviting other people, aren't you, with other dogs?
Yes, yeah. We are. It's called the Great Global Greyhound Walk, and yes. It's also for sighthounds, so it's greyhounds and sighthounds, but predominantly greyhounds.
Yep.
But yes, we're inviting greyhounds and friends, because a lot of us not only have greyhounds, but we also have different breeds as well.
Yes.
My little dachshund will be joining us. Yeah, so we're asking greyhounds and friends, and it's just to walk and to show what beautiful dogs these greyhounds are and how wonderful they are, and that everyone should adopt one.
And the most famous greyhound in Tasmania, Spock, is going to be part of this, I gather. He wouldn't miss it?
Yes, he wouldn't miss it. He probably won't do all the distance because he's pretty lazy, but we'll see how we go.
All right, so tell us, Sunday it is. Where does the event start?
So it starts at Cafe Blue at Inveresk at 10:30, and we'll walk through to along the boardwalk and along the waterfront there to Stillwater, and then return back to Cafe Blue. And anyone that wants to have a coffee or something to eat and to sit around with their dogs is quite welcome to do so. We're a pretty social lot, but we'd love people to come along. And if you haven't got a greyhound and you would like to get to know a greyhound, there's plenty for you to pat and get to know, and often there's usually a few that you can walk there to if you'd like to walk one.
And it's not just here in Launceston either, is it? You got walks in, I think, Devonport and Hobart as well, is that right?
Yes, our group GRATE has organised a walk for Launceston, Devonport and Hobart. So in Hobart we'll be starting at the Cenotaph. We've also combined with GAP to walk with them, so they'll be walking with us in Hobart, and everybody is welcome, and any other groups, sighthounds or greyhound groups or walking groups that have got greyhounds, whatever, are all welcome to join us.
How do you feel knowing and seeing just how far the movement's come? I mean, what, 3 years, and you've got, what, over 600 members now? I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, we've got over 650 members in our group, and we're getting new members every single day, and a lot of people that have just adopted or they're looking to adopt and they'd like to know more about greyhounds. And yes, they are becoming so much more popular since stigmas have been changed with the muzzle law, and now having a greyhound off leash area to exercise them in Launceston, and the first one's just opened in Hobart as well at Kingston. So more and more people are getting to know what beautiful dogs these are, because this is what they were bred for. They were bred as house dogs. That's what a lot of people don't realise, that they were around as house dogs way before greyhound racing was introduced. They've been around for 4,000 years, whereas greyhound racing has only been around for 100 years. So greyhounds, and they were house dogs for the elite. So you could only have a greyhound if you were rich, and that you had them as a pet in your home, and of course they used them for hunting.
For those who may be thinking about getting a new dog, and obviously greyhounds, and we've spoken on my show many times about how great they are. I mean, we just have to look at Spock, who's asleep there on the floor right now having his nap. But, you know, just tell us what they like to do, because people think, oh, yeah, no, they're going to have to exercise all the time and all.
They're pretty lazy. If you're looking for a dog and you want to go running with a dog, they're not the dog for you, because they won't do it. They are Usain Bolt. They run quickly for a very short period of time, but they don't do long distance. They don't require much exercise at all. I walk mine for half an hour a day, that's enough. And you don't have to walk them much at all. And they are very happy in a small area. You don't have to have a big yard, which is why we've got this greyhound off-leash area, so you can have them in a small yard.
Mm-hmm.
Just take them for a quick run out there or take them for a walk and that's it. You're done. And yep. If it's wet and cold and horrible, you won't get them outside for a walk anyway. So they are pretty happy just to laze around the house.
The Great Global Greyhound Walk, do people enter online or do they just turn up with their pooches on the day?
They can just turn up. We'll have a QR code for them to check in. So, yes, you can turn up and a QR code to check in and, you know, we'll be COVID safe, of course, and mm-hmm. everyone keep their distance and all that sort of thing. So, yes, we're all set up for that to make sure that we do it properly.
All right, so 10:30, Blue Cafe on Sunday. Get on down there with the greyhounds and everything for the Great Global Greyhound Work Launceston version. But remember, if you live on the coast, you can do the one in Devonport or Hobart if you live down south. And if people want to find out more, is it best to check out your Facebook page?
Yes, you can only join our Facebook page if you apply to join. It is a closed group. But yes, by all means, apply to join our great page if you would like to be involved and if you would like to, or if you have a greyhound and you want a great bunch of people to hang with, we walk once a month. So we take our greyhounds for walks once a month. We catch up for coffee. It's a really very good social group and talk about our dogs, of course, and put lots and lots of photos up.
And Spock wants to talk. Yeah, very cute. Rosalie, Spock, thanks so much. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.